Well, once again, my weekend reading is centered around new modes and new technology in publishing, including Twitter, of course, but also the Kindle. Yesterday I read a reprint of a Steve Johnson article from the Wall Street Journal about how he thinks the e-book and the e-readers will revolutionize books to a level comparable to the the movable type, the Gutenberg Bible time, especially in that all books and content being accessible, viable, Google Book Search, and then downloading books to your Kindle more or less instantaneously. And then he goes on to project in very intriguing ways where that will lead literature when all text is searchable, and when potentially small snippets of text will be purchasable, just as iTunes are today. Perhaps people will start writing chapters to be bought individually. And now, sitting up on the roof, overlooking the Hudson, I am reading in the Times the article about Kindle in the Sunday Style section. So it continues to preoccupy me and us in publishing. And I continue to get the feeling that we're all pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps in this, where there are a bunch of prognosticators around trying to tell us where it's all going. I still get the feeling that they're just trying to steer us in the direction of where they think it's going, and we're all deciding where it's going at the same time. Twitter just is indecipherable where it's all going to wind up. And I don't think necessarily the 15 or so folks that work at Twitter really know what it all leads to. And we'll be figuring it out as they go. But I guess that's, that's an old story in new technologies and how they wind up revolutionizing things. It rarely turns out to be where we think it's going to be, and it turns out to be some small little aspect of the technology that winds up being the most influential over time. But I do think we're living in it, clouded by this, the economic difficulties we're having. We are living in a truly extraordinary time for book publishing, for ideas, for content in general, and how it's disseminated, how people access it, how they relate to it, how they communicate their interest in it, etc. And as Steve Johnson said in his essay, I think it's going to change things in a very, very dramatic way. We just don't know how yet.